Hi guys, and welcome back to Valkonsultpodden. I am Valkonsulten, and my name is Petra Harvankova. I'm really happy to be back here with you again. Okay, so today I would like to talk a little bit about what I want to call common sense and etiquette for dog owners. You who own a dog, your first or your tenth. I understand that you yourself know best how you want things to be with your dog. So what I am saying here are no truths written in stone. It's just something I have learned in my own dog ownership, both here in Sweden and abroad. And I have owned dogs in 3 different countries. I traveled with my dogs, and I was dog sitting even in more countries. In general, there are some things that are a bit like unwritten rules or something that is expected of you as a dog owner. If you get upset about what I say here, it could either be that you are one of those people who have not really learned dog common sense and etiquette, or you will be upset that I somehow want to lecture other dog owners. And you have the right to feel that way. I am very environmentally conscious and I use local traffic a lot here in Stockholm. And now it has happened twice in the last month that I have seen puddles of urine inside the subway. They were in the middle of the way, not anywhere in the corner or by a garbage bin. Like if a puppy or a female dog has sat down and peed. Might have been a kid too, but I don't really think so. And that led me to think that there are many who acquired a dog during Corona period, and that maybe not everyone knows what is okay and what is not okay to let their dog do. It is an unwritten rule that you do not let your dog pee on expensive car rims or on the neighbor's mailbox. But for me, it is just as clear that if my dog needs to do his needs in the middle of the floor in a metro station, that I, as a responsible dog owner, take my handkerchiefs or other paper I have with me and dry the urine so people don't have to step in it. So if you have a dog and travel by metro, please carry some kind of paper with you so if an accident happens, you can clean it. But maybe it's just me who thinks so. Would be fun to hear some response to my thoughts from you. What do you think? What is okay to let your dog do in open spaces? I think it is also quite distasteful to let your dog pee on flower pots that some cafes and shops have in front of the entrance. It's disgusting for me to see that. Then imagine when they will take in the flowers in autumn, how they smell then. Another unwritten and perhaps even written rule is, if a dog I meet is on a leash and my dog is not on a leash, that I call my dog to me and either put it on leash or that my dog can go foot when we pass the other person with a dog. Well, and picking poo after your dog is another thing I want to bring up here. Yeah. I have actually seen several times people who go out with the dog and do not have the poo bags with them. The dog takes a dump and the person pretends to pick it, but leaves it. I have also seen people who do not even pretend. They just leave it and go on as nothing has happened. Like they are disgusted by their own dog's feces. That's actually very funny. One thing that really bothers me is to see people pass with their dog on a leash past a fence with a dog behind the fence in a garden. The dog in the garden reacts to the dog that is on the leash. And the person, instead of changing sides and going to the other side of the street, stays and lets his dog bark back on the dog in the garden and incites it all by staying there, as if it was entertaining for the person. I never really understood that one. And there is this, when people repeat the command to their dog without getting any response from the dog at all. So for example, they say quiet many times without the dog being silent. And I wonder if the dog actually ever got to learn what the meaning of the word is. Or they say come 4 or 5 times, but the dog doesn't come. Same there. I'm thinking, have they ever taught the dog what the command come means? And when was the last time they wanted the dog to actually carry out that action of coming when they said come? I hear me nagging. And it feels very good for me to be able to do that because I think there might be others out there We have similar thoughts about people who own a dog and do not really know what certain things are expected to be. So if you're a dog owner and you have some ideas about common sense of dog ownership or an etiquette behavior of dog ownership, please comment and write to me on my Instagram where I am as Valpkonsulten, or on my Facebook where I'm as Valpkonsultpodden. You know, things like a good example is this: when a person comes to a cafe with a dog, they sit down, and then suddenly after a while the dog starts barking, and then either they don't say anything or they start saying the command for silence, and they say it a few times or even maybe many times, but nothing happens. The dog doesn't stop barking and there is no consequence. Probably it's that they say the command because they think other people expect them to say something to the dog. But I always feel kind of sorry, and I think it's so embarrassing. And the embarrassing part is that it gets embarrassing for you if you're the person that is in this situation of being the dog owner. It's very annoying for everybody else sitting in a cafe and having a dog barking in the cafe. But I also think it must be hard if you don't know how to train dogs, because this is a very simple thing to be trained away. You need to learn your dog what command bark is, so the dog understands what barking is, and then you learn them to stop doing that. And so you learn a command of barking and a command of not barking, or stopping the barking. If you don't know how to do that, take contact with someone who is an experienced dog trainer and ask them for help. Ask for help if you don't know how you should do things yourself. But please don't ask somebody in the park or some friend of yours. Ask someone who has a lot of experience and has done this many times. And probably you need to pay for it. And that's the thing. For good advice, you need to pay. So I wish you great luck with training. I hope you can comment on my Instagram. I'm really curious about what you think about this topic, common sense and etiquette for dog owners. Write all your thoughts about it. Maybe you have some positive feedback for me, or even a negative feedback for me about this episode, or about the whole thing about how people should act with their dogs or shouldn't, or what is good and not good to do with your dog, and what is okay for dogs to do and not to do in the world that we created for them to live in. Should we just let them do the natural things that is like nature for them, or should we be able to correct them, or like in the case of peeing on a flower pot, I still think it's okay to let your dog not be peeing there when you do let your dog pee somewhere else. So somewhere where it is accepted. Thank you so much for listening to me. I really appreciate you giving me the support by listening to my podcast. And have a great day or a great night. And have a great life.